This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Assisting producers hurt by trade relations. That's our topic on this Policy Thursday with Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said that USDA would again provide aid to assist farmers hurt by these trade disruptions prompted by these tariffs. And now you have an update on this market facilitation program?
Yes, the USDA announced in late July that there's going to be another round of direct payments to farmers of a variety of different commodities, including dairy, that are related to the trade wars in which we now find ourselves. This is the market facilitation program. And last year, dairy farmers got about 12 cents a hundredweight on all of their milk production history. What the USDA announced in July is that they are eligible now for a 20-cent payment rate, so that's the good news. Right now, though, it's going to be only on half of their milk production history, and then the USDA will see where things stand later this year to determine if a subsequent round or even potentially a third round of payments will be available then after this summer.
And as we continue to shore up these trade relations, including China, it doesn't look like we're going to be coming to an agreement anytime soon, the way things look.
Well, after this round of payments was announced in late July, of course, over the weekend, the president announced he's going to be imposing new tariffs on China, and a lot of the commodity markets and certainly the stock market are reacting poorly to that news. So, yes, it just goes to show you that we are not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination regarding the trade situation we have with China. And then, of course, closer to home, Congress is out of session, as you said, Bill, until after Labor Day. One of the things we're hoping they do when they get back is to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That's going to be very important to keeping our markets open to Mexico in particular, which is our number one export market. But until that gets done, then certainly dairy farmers are vulnerable to trade limitations, both closer to home and all the way around the world in the Pacific Rim.
While we see a little bit of a bump in the dairy markets, not necessarily a full-blown economic recovery, but still looking at the dairy margin coverage payments and how that's going to change with the way prices are coming up here in the second half of the year.
Yes, so the good news is that despite some of these trade challenges, milk prices and the forecast for higher milk prices are still front and center for a lot of producers. I think the Class 3 price here now is at a five-year high, which is terrific, a long time coming, too long, unfortunately, for too many farmers. But looking at the dairy margin coverage program, it looks like there's not going to be any payments generated, even if you sign up at the highest 950 level, in the last 3, possibly 4 months of the year. It looks like there will be a payment in July and August right now. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But the bottom line is there will be payments at least through the first 6 months of the year and possibly also July, but you have to sign up for the program in order to avail yourself of that money. And so therefore, as a reminder, Bill, to your listeners, dairy farmers have until Friday, September 20th, so about 6 weeks from now, to go down to their county FSA office and enroll in the program. And basically just have to decide, do you want to sign up just for calendar year 2019 and then determine next year if you want to use the program, or do you want to sign up for the full five-year duration of the Farm Bill, which takes us through 2024. And if you do that, then the payment rates are even lower for whatever coverage level you choose.
The sign-up deadline date will probably be here before you know it, the way time flies. And we've talked about this in the past, the resources available for producers.
Yes, the FSA has a website for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, and I think basically the best way to do that is just Google Dairy Margin Coverage Program, because administered through the FSA. The National Milk website does have a dedicated page of resources where you can learn more about your coverage options and what the premium levels are and what the potential payouts are, and that's available at nmpf.org.
Thanks for the update, Chris. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.